rise and shine, beautiful. Y'all sure as hell ain't gonna spend the whole day snoozing while I work my remarkable little rear off. Quit your struggling, darling. I raise livestock for a living. You really think I tie a knot that you could break? No, of course not. So just relax. You'll be sitting there and sopping wet britches till I've decided what to do with you, darling. You don't want no trouble? Buddy, that ship sailed as soon as I spotted you sneaking across the edge of my property last night. Just what did you think you were doing? Trespassing on private land like that? Hell, you're lucky I ain't had that 30-06 loaded. Else you might not have made it to the electric fence. Don't you give me that look? You think I wouldn't? I've had enough steers stolen this year. I am liable to risk losing another. Lucky for both of us that y'all ain't a thief, huh? Or if you are, you ain't a very good one, seeing you throw yourself onto that fence and go down like a sack of potatoes has got to be the highlight of my month. Wish I'd had my phone with me to film it. Oh well. Yes, an electric fence. This is a cattle farm. We keep our cows in with an electric fence. You touched said electric fence like an idiot, and it knocked you flat on your ass. I went out, carried you back here to the barn, and tied you up all nice and pretty like a Christmas present. I honestly don't know how you managed to avoid touching the fence while you were entering the property, but I'm glad I was able to catch you on your way out. I'd hate for someone to be knocked out here in the middle of nowhere all night, even if y'all are a trespasser. Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? What am I gonna do with you? See, we don't call the law around here. Ain't nobody coming to pick you up and put you in a cell unless I ask for it. So I reckon you're entirely at my mercy here, buddy. If I was you, I'd start coming up with a real good question as to why you were on this side of my fence last night if it weren't for cow thieving. Really? Just taking a walk, buddy? We are miles away from the nearest thing that isn't farmland. I gotta drive my truck almost 10 minutes up a dirt road just to get back to the highway from here. Do you really expect me to believe that you just so happened to wander all the way out here without figuring out that this was all private land along the way? Nah, no way. Ain't no way. Try again. I do believe the part about you being from out of town, though. No local's gonna go for an evening jog across someone else's farmland, unless there's some kid going cow tipping. You weren't gonna tip my cows, were you? That's what I thought. Hey, wait a minute. Look up at me again. Yeah, I thought you looked familiar. Were you one of them guys down at the bar a few nights ago? Them boys from out of town? Yeah, you were. Oh boy, I was making a killing off y'all. Sorry, butts at the pool table. Just had to put that on the old, I've never played pool before. Can y'all teach me routine? Raise the stakes a bit, then bam, I walk out with some yuppie kids, cash, and one of y'all's jackets to boot. Oh, it was your jacket? Well, you've got some nice taste, buddy. That jacket's got to be the comfiest piece of cloth I've ever skimmed off a man's back. Oh, wait! If you were the one with the jacket, then you were the one who tried to teach me how to play. Was standing behind me and helping me sink the seven in that middle pocket worth losing your fancy jacket, city boy. Choose your answer carefully now. Don't insult the pretty farm girl, do we? Now, look at you blushing like a schoolgirl. But now I'm even more confused as to why you were out here. Or were you coming to ask for your nice jacket back or something? Oh, my lord, you got even redder somehow. You were, weren't you? You tracked across miles of farmland, risked getting shot, and did get electrocuted. All to ask me to give your jacket back. Buddy, how valuable is that jacket? Because honestly, the amount of trouble you've gone through to get it back makes me even less inclined to part with it. Nicest jacket you have? Yeah, sure, buddy. You'll have to try better than that. Oh, come on. Surely you'll have a gift from your. But it's a really nice jacket. Fine. Y'all can have your stupid jacket back, even though I skimmed it off you fair and square. You don't look relieved enough. Look, I only took the jacket. I ain't got nothing else to give back to you. I knew it. There was no way you were coming out here just for some jacket, no matter how nice it is. What else did you want from me? Huh? Speak up, darling. My hearing's shot to shit. You wanted to see me? Why y'all want to see me? I don't get it. You were gonna use the jacket as an excuse to talk to me? What about? To get to know me? Young man, were y'all trying to court me? Yeah, you know, court. Ask me out. You got some kind of crush on me, don't you? I'll take your blushing as confirmation. Good lord above. You let a man help you polish a pool cue one minute, and the next he's hearing wedding bells. Don't try to deny it, fella. It all makes sense now. Only some lovesick fool would risk being shot in shock to reach my doorstep. Darling, neither of us were in the clearest state of mind that night, and you're still coming down from the 2,000 volts you took last night. Sorry, sorry. It's still funny to think about, but you get what I mean. You might be a bit in over your head to come lusting after some backwoods cowgirl you just met in a bar 2 days ago. Here, let me find a towel to dry you off. I don't need you catching a cold out here. I don't mean to put you down or make you feel bad or nothing, honest. I mean, hell, you're not an unattractive fella in all seriousness. I'm just trying to help you put things in perspective, is all. Besides, we're from two completely different worlds, you know? How would that even work for you? You'd have to move out here to my farm because I can't get rid of the thing. And let me tell ya, the internet out here is garbage. Y'all don't seem like the type to be able to live without that. No, it's nothing you did. I think it was kinda sweet, actually, that you came all the way out here. Obviously a bit stupid, given how it turned out. But sweet, nonetheless. And it was nice of you to try and show me how to play pool at the bar, even if I was putting you on. I know I joked earlier about y'all getting up behind me to teach me how to play, but you were very gentlemanly about it. I could feel you blushing from behind me, sweetheart. Yeah, okay, I think you're cute. And you can electrocute down the fence means you're probably clumsy enough to keep me more than a little bit entertained. But I just don't think y'all should be committing to nothing you ain't fully ready for, that's all. You know, I wasn't planning to go back into town today, and I could maybe use some help around here if y'all ain't doing anything else. Now don't take this as me changing my mind about what I said prior. I meant every word of that. I don't think you should get hung up on me. But I do appreciate a guy who can make me laugh, even if it is at his own expense. How about I bring you back to town tomorrow morning so that I don't have to waste gas on two trips? Yeah, color me surprised. But this is just for today, alright? And you're sleeping in the guest room before there's any misunderstandings about that. One day, one night, and you're back in town with your pal. Then you go back home, get back to your normal life for a while, and if, after that, you somehow can't get me out of your head, and if you happen to swing through this little patch of nowhere again someday with me in your mind, take the road to visit me next time. There you go, dry as can be. Ready to get to work, city boy? Oh, yeah. I should probably, untie you.